Jennifer Spencer. Date of birth is 2/3/46. Date of service is 1/21/13. 2 to 3 month follow up. History of fibromyalgia, tobaccoism, gastroesophageal reflux disease, vocal cord nodules, anxiety. Mild asthma. In paragraph, she's working 11 hours per week. In caretaking, she's spending a lot of time more recently with her son, Paul, who has been visiting from the western part of the state. Paul had been living with his girlfriend, who had recently moved out, and with his sister, the patient's daughter, Colette, who reportedly had a recent overdose on pills intentionally, but after doing so, informed her family of that she is currently in the psychiatric unit at UMass. Jennifer remains somewhat estranged from her, but does visit Colette's two children regularly who live with their paternal grandmother and father. Finances are still estranged. She lives in a subsidized housing complex. However, she believes that marijuana smoked by a neighbor is irritating her lungs and her voice. She hopes to move at some point to another apartment if available for the same price. She finds fault with other neighbors who are friends, with family members, and with various medical providers, but she knows that she's more irritable. She's having some insomnia, which is not new. She has headaches both sides of her crown, but no neuritic or visual symptoms. She did get new glasses 7 months ago, but feels that her vision is off and will seek a follow-up appointment. In paragraph, she's had a recent URI, didn't get flu shot. Smoking cessation options were reviewed with her. She doesn't feel as if she had an exacerbation of her asthma. In paragraph, she has a feeling that her legs are weak, they're not buckling. At night, her feet burn. She has orthotics in her shoes. She is on her feet often. She has not started a swimming program yet again. In paragraph, she has a small pulmonary nodule on the right side. Hard to make a fist. She has had an old fracture on her wrist there. She's seen an upper extremity orthopedist in the past. She thinks she may have a trigger finger. The paragraph, current medication, Prevacid twice daily, albuterol, dose inhaler, PRN, Ativan 1 milligram up to BID, PRN, Lopid 600 milligrams, BID, Advil, PRN, Aspirin 81 milligrams daily. She is no longer taking Celexa. New paragraph, on exam, blood pressure 124/86, temp 97/6, pulse 78, weight stable at 146, 5 feet tall. New paragraph, allergies and intolerance to Lipitor, penicillin, doxycycline. New paragraph, HEENT exam, mild post-nasal drip, no head, neck, adenopathy, no sinus, tendinitis, lungs are clear. New paragraph, she may try Refresh Plus, she may have a bit of dry eyes. New paragraph, for post-nasal drip, try Zetona, Z-E-T-O-N-N-A, samples, one spray each nostril, twice daily. New paragraph, for various pains, try levodiclofenac, 50 milligrams BID with food. New paragraph, she has a small skin tag on the vertex to which cryotherapy was applied after discussion and informed consent. New paragraph, referral to allergists for suspected environmental allergies. Check a head CT. Consider checking a head CT. Patient initially declines. New paragraph, regarding her features, a normal neuritic exam. It just might be from overuse, but we'll check a B12, folate, ANA, rheumatoid factor, CBC, ESR, SPEP, TSH, vitamin D. Consider gabapentin. check a chest x-ray given cough. Consider doing EMGs if burning in her feet persists. She notes that she's had them on the past but cannot remember the indication. Follow-up as previously scheduled.